Jobs and growth was the Coalition's mantra during the election campaign, but questions are being asked about their commitment to apprenticeships and training after vocational education was taken out of the new Turnbull ministry. The portfolio has been demoted to an assistant minister position, which has gone to Queensland MP Karen Andrews. The move means there'll be no representative for the vocational education and training sector in Malcolm Turnbull's new cabinet. The move has the union movement wondering whether the government is as focused on jobs as they say. Jeannie Ray is president of the National Tertiary Education Union.
I think it's appalling that vocational education and training has been moved out of the major education ministry and in the cabinet. It's the absolute missing part of education from early childhood to higher education that is being neglected by and indeed abused by government and, of course, shoddy providers that have got into it since it was privatised. And what we've now left with is people with big debts, other characters that have run off with millions and millions of dollars of public money. Our public TAFE, particularly in, I know in the state I live in, Victoria, is in dire straits with many, many courses closed down, proper courses that did lead to good and decent jobs. And yet, we had a coalition government that campaigned on apparent a jobs and growth slogan and now going to totally neglect, by the sounds of it, vocational education and have even taken small business, which is supposed to be their thing, out of the cabinet as well. So it makes no sense whatsoever.
The NTU isn't the only union worried. Alan Hicks is National Secretary of the Electrical Trades Union.
Well, Turnbull has been obviously out before the election and even after the election talking about innovation and all this sort of stuff. But in reality, you need to train people with technical and practical skills in trades like ours in the electrical industry to ensure that we've got the necessary skill sets. Moving forward, there's significant innovation in renewable energies and a whole lot of change, technological change and advancements. And if we're not training young Australians or even existing Australians that are in the workforce in these places, then the Australian economy is going to suffer. We're going to be at a disadvantage to other countries that we compete with on a global scale, and it's just going to have significant consequences for us later on.
Karen Andrews has been appointed as the Assistant Minister for Vocational Education and Skills, and she has said that vocational education is central to Australia's economic growth and business productivity. What kind of leadership would you like to see her take in this area?
We obviously want them to get back to the table and actually create a little bit of stability, because there's been a bit of a turnstile when it comes to the ministers that have been responsible for vets. So we've had quite a number, I think we've had three in this year alone, that have had responsibilities for this portfolio. And to move from, like I said, a ministerial position to an assistant minister shows to us quite clearly that the Turnbull government's not serious about the future. And they can come out and make statements like that, but to be honest, the proof's in the pudding. And we've had, since 2013, I think we've had something like 136,000 less apprentices in all trades nationwide. And that's something that is going to certainly bite us into the future. And, we're going to rely heavily on overseas skilled migration to try and supplement the necessary skill sets that we need for the future. And that's not in any way, shape or form valuable for the Australian economy.
Unions aren't only worried about the decline in apprenticeships under the Abbott and Turnbull governments, they're also worried about ensuring training for apprentices is properly regulated. The Pink Bat scandal in 2009 saw four men die and hundreds of house fires when dodgy providers failed to train apprentices and trainees. Trainee programs used to be overseen by industry skills councils, but these were defunded by the coalition. In their place, they set up industry reference groups. These new arrangements for developing training products were supposed to come into effect on the 1st of January, but they're yet to meet.
We've certainly got some strong concerns, but the fact that there is private RTOs out there delivering substandard training, and the role of the federal government is to ensure that there's national consistency, there's national training packages, and because of their reforms and their inability to finalise those reforms appropriately, then we are certainly concerned that members of the public and apprentices and skilled tradespeople are at risk because of the training that may or may not be appropriately being provided to people in these industries.
Both the NTU and the ETU are concerned a lack of industry and labour market planning will see people going through courses that may not lead to jobs and skilled positions being filled by workers on temporary migration visas. The vet sector has been rocked by a number of scandals in which dodgy operators have been accused of rorting taxpayer money for courses that either don't exist or don't meet industry standards. Green Senator Lee Rhiannon says so long as taxpayer money is being pumped into the private sector, there will be problems. She says the removal of vocational education and training from the Turnbull Ministry is another blow to the public TAFE system.
This is a huge setback for public education in Australia, for the standards and for the future education of upcoming generations. It really is the latest move by the Conservatives, the Liberals and the Nationals to really kill off the public TAFE system. This had been a world-renowned system for vocational education and training, but in 2012, former Minister for Education Julia Gillard renegotiated the agreement under which TAFE sits, and that allowed private for-profit companies to be part of how you determine the allocation of money for vocational education and training. For-profit companies have taken hundreds of millions of dollars that had been earmarked for vocational education and training, and the result has been that many of the students actually haven't even received any proper education at all and have often been bought off with iPads and ended up with expensive debts.
And what would you like Karen Andrews, who's incoming as Assistant Minister for Vocational Education and Training, to do about those rorts that we've seen in the sector?
The rorts will only stop when for-profit companies are no longer part of the mix in determining who runs vocational education and training. She needs to face up to the fact that the regulator can't control the thousands of companies that have now entered the market because education has been opened up to competition in this way. She needs to face that if vocational education and training is to have a future in this country, it needs to come back under the public system.
Green Senator Lee Rhiannon. The Wire approached Assistant Minister for Vocational Education and Training Karen Andrews. She was unavailable for interview but said in a statement she'll bring a strong focus to vocational education and the Australian apprenticeships system. She also said the Vet Fee Help Scheme requires substantial change as its design was flawed. On the issue of apprentices, Karen Andrews provided the following statement.
The government's Trade Support Loan Scheme has already been taken up by 40,000 apprentices and will continue to support apprentices through the Australian Apprenticeship Incentives Program and the Australian Apprenticeship Support Network. In addition, the Turnbull Coalition Government's Youth Jobs Path Program, announced in the 2016-2017 budget, will help young job seekers by getting them ready, giving them a go, and getting them a job.
While vocational education and training has been removed from the ministry, Minister for Education and Training Simon Birmingham says he will still take a leading role in finalising the redesign of the vet loan scheme. He's welcomed the appointment of Karen Andrews as his Assistant Minister for Vocational Education.